Welcome to Good Enough Creative, a podcast for creative people. Hello again, and welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Marie Green, and this week we're going to talk about why we need the tangible amidst so much virtual. I'll explain. It's nothing new that we're living very virtual lives these days, and when the pandemic hit, that definitely accelerated, and for good reason, obviously. But I think more than ever, it's really important to lean into the tangible, physical things around us. The things that we can touch and see and smell, we need those. The more connected we are to the virtual world, the more disconnected we can feel from our surroundings and from the things that make us feel grounded and at peace. Don't get me wrong, I love the virtual world. I love that I can maintain relationships virtually. I love that I could build a virtual business and a virtual community around the work I do. I would not trade that for anything. And I think it definitely serves an important purpose. And now more than ever, we need those online communities. Absolutely. But I also realize that it's important to create space in every day to embrace the tangible activities that allow us to use all of our senses. These days, we're both overstimulated and sensory deprived, and I want to talk through some ways to make sure we're using all of our senses to live our most fulfilled and creative lives, even in the midst of a pandemic. Yes. We need the virtual world. We need it more than ever. But we also need to touch and taste and smell and hear and see the world around us, not just through a screen. And I think that's where we are falling down right now, because so much of our lives is happening through a screen, and we need to make space for the things that aren't on a screen. So here are some of the ways to bring the virtual back to earth, back to the tangible. And I hope a few of these ideas will inspire you to adopt a little extra tangible good stuff in your own life, because I truly believe there is peace of mind and inspiration and renewal in those little simple things we can do in our regular daily lives. They're simple, but they remind us that when so much else has been taken away, I know a lot of us are feeling that way. We've lost a lot of the in-person things that we used to do. We've lost a lot of the activities. I totally get that. But we can add something rich back into our lives. We can fill those spaces with other things. We just really have to think creatively about how we do it. And that is what this episode is all about. Finding the gaps in your life and filling them with something tangible. Because I think what we're mostly doing is we're filling those gaps with the virtual. And again, nothing wrong with that. But also, it's just so important for us to remember that there is more to life than that. So first, I know you can see this one coming, but I'm going to start, if we're going to talk about tangible sensory experiences, I'm going to start by recommending that you spend a little time in the kitchen. Cooking involves the senses in every possible way, but I would urge you to take it a step further and go dig through the cookbooks on your shelf. When is the last time you used a recipe on paper, in a book, or in your recipe file, rather than looking it up online? I have a sort of ridiculous cookbook obsession, although I've been trying to pare it back lately because it's been getting out of hand. But I tend to default to looking for recipes online rather than sitting down with my cookbooks, and I've got some good ones. So I wonder, do you do that too? I know not everybody loves to cook, but if you find yourself doing that too, this is a good time to rethink how we approach something simple, like just figuring out what we're going to make for dinner. I used to read cookbooks cover to cover, and now they mostly collect dust in my kitchen because I'm too busy with email and Zoom meetings and the terrifying spiral of daily news. I think it's important to be aware, of course, but there does come a point when it's no longer helpful. If you need a reprieve, Flip through your cookbooks and plan out a meal or plan a picnic in your own backyard or your patio or your living room. And if you don't love to cook, just make yourself a cheese plate. Like, everybody can slice cheese, right? As I started to work on this episode, I ran into my kitchen and I grabbed a book I bought last year called Graze. I confess, I was thinking about dinner parties when I bought it, and maybe that's why I really haven't spent much time with it since I got it. I haven't had a dinner party in a really long time, but that doesn't mean I can't have my own lovely little food spread just for my family or for myself, just on a Thursday, just because. I started flipping through the book and just really feeling the pages and soaking up the pictures and reading the little captions and the stories. I found a recipe for radishes with blue butter, which is something I can totally get behind. And I'm going to make that for my husband and I for an appetizer on Friday. Is Friday a special occasion? Nope. And do we normally make appetizers with dinner at this house? No, we are not that fancy, but all the more reason to do it. Lately, I find myself really savoring the physical process of kneading bread or slicing vegetables. I soak up the sizzle in the pan and the fragrance of dinner in progress as it blankets the house. The sensory experiences of cooking and baking are unparalleled. I mean, you know that, right? If you like to cook, do more of it. If you've been keeping a sourdough starter alive, good job. That's perfect. Make some sourdough. Preparing food is creative. It's nourishing, it's comforting, it's healing. And when you approach it through the lens of a meditation or a creative experience, you can really squeeze a lot more joy from that process. If you think cooking is drudgery, it's totally okay. Not everybody loves it. I'm probably not going to be able to convince you on this, but I'm telling you, I'm a believer in the relaxation that comes from turning on your favorite music, throwing some diced onions into olive oil on the stovetop, and pouring yourself a glass of wine while you sway to the music and consult your recipe, have that book open on the counter, rather than picking up your phone and looking at the recipe again and again and falling into the rabbit hole that is the internet. I say, you know, it's just one of those things where we have a choice. If we have a choice between a paper recipe or an online recipe, I'm just suggesting choose the paper, like choose the tangible. If we find ourselves, you know, feeling a little spun out, feeling a little stressed out, we can return to that flow with those simple, mundane, ordinary parts of our days, like we have to eat, right? And maybe preparing food is or isn't your thing, but you do need to eat and you can find your flow there rather than rushing through it. I mean, sometimes obviously we have to rush. We don't always have the luxury of, you know, mindfully preparing a meal, but giving yourself the opportunity to notice, to feel with your hands, to smell and to taste, it really is a beautiful way to balance out our time with the busy virtual world. Another thing I really love, and I know you know this about me, but I'm gonna say fiber arts. You know I'm a knitter and I love wool and all things fiber. That feeling of wool running through my fingers is unlike anything else. And if you're a knitter too, you probably know what I'm talking about. But you may knit or spin wool or weave or sew or embroider. If there's something in the fiber arts that you enjoy, do more of it. I recently pulled out a little embroidery kit out of my closet. I bought it years ago and I thought, I'll get to this eventually. I've had it sitting on my desk and I just thought, you know what? Today's the day. I'm going to do this. I was like head down at the computer for hours and I just needed a mental break. I just needed to do something with my hands and I didn't have any knitting like close by, but that embroidery kit was sitting there and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I opened the package, I threaded the needle, and I just took a 20-minute break and I started to embroider this project. I had to put on my reading glasses, not going to lie. That is new since the last time I've done embroidery, which was decades, but it was meditative. I found myself almost losing track of time and forgetting about the ugly things happening in the world, just focused only on the movements of the needle and my fingertips and the blue thread against the fabric. I found myself concentrating just on what I was doing. And that is such a luxury right now, because how often are we distracted and pulled in 50 million different directions to be able to focus on just one thing with nothing tugging my attention away, it was really refreshing. I can often do the same with knitting, although I'll be honest, I usually am listening to an audiobook or watching something while I do it, but I'm just suggesting that if you have something tangible and creative that you do as a hobby, take more time to notice while you're doing it. Take more time to feel the fiber in your hands or whatever it is that you do. If you're a painter, feel the paper and the tip of your paintbrush and notice the colors. Notice the rhythm and the ease of your movements. Watch that art come to life. Losing yourself in a tangible art form is a really healthy form of escape, I think, if you want to call it that. I mean, we don't even have to think of it as an escape. It can just be a mindfulness practice, but it's a reprieve, and we need more of that. Another idea that I really love is to put a pen to paper. You need to write a to-do list? Put it on paper instead of on your phone. Write more old-fashioned notes or letters. Yes, slower than typing. I totally get that. And as someone who is chronically in a hurry, I will tell you that sometimes it's hard for me to slow down and just put a pen to paper and take my time because I want to rush through and I can type as fast as I can think. And so I can just zip out a whole bunch of ideas if I'm typing. And if I'm writing, I have to take a little more time and I have to slow down. And that process of slowing ourselves down for a few minutes is really good for us. And how much more would it mean to someone to get a little card or a letter in the mail? I so rarely get something handwritten in the mail these days that I really stop and notice if I do. The act of writing it, composing your thoughts more slowly, putting them on paper in your own unique handwriting, that's only half of the meditation of the process. If you really think about it, the other half is in the hands of the person who receives that card or letter. They open the envelope, they unfold the pages, and they read what you've written. We are starved for handwritten things. And while we may not be able to connect in person the way we're used to, a handwritten letter can be the next best thing. Yes, I know. We have video chat. Video chat's awesome. I love it. But we have to remember that the ease of technology shouldn't make those more tangible forms of communication irrelevant. They still matter. Now, another idea is reading a book, but hey, not just any book, a paper book. Read an actual book on paper. Smell the paper. Feel the paper between your fingers. You don't have to worry about the battery being charged or having a Wi-Fi connection. You just plunk down somewhere comfortable and you crack it open. Another idea that I love when I'm trying to feel grounded and I'm just trying to restore a little balance in my life is to dig in the dirt. I am convinced there is something healing and renewing about digging in the dirt if you have access to some. If it's not time for planting, maybe trim the leaves or pull weeds or get a house plant. If you have a place that you can be outside with your hands in the dirt, I know that is a luxury and one that is easy to take for granted. I know not everybody's able to do that. And there have been times in my life when I couldn't either. But if you can, I encourage you to dig in the dirt, even if it's just to pull weeds, just do something like that for a little while. It is so good for you to disconnect just a little bit from the virtual space and connect with something as grounding as dirt and plants. It's so good. Another idea, just turn off your phone and go outside. I completely understand how addictive technology can be. I can barely make it 10 minutes without checking my phone. In fact, that even might be, maybe I can't make it 5 minutes. Like I am the worst offender. So I'm singing to myself here with how important this is for me. But I know how anxious it makes me to be constantly checking, to get alerts about the news and social media and emails. We are inundated with distractions, which makes it really hard to remember what it's like to lose yourself in an activity. When is the last time you lost track of time? Seriously, think about it. When is the last time? I don't even know if I can think of it. I will admit that I am addicted to knowing what time it is. My schedule is so jam-packed that I am overly aware of how long something takes or what time I have to be finished. It's not easy to do when we're bombarded by a virtual world that thrives on distraction and short attention spans, but we need to give ourselves downtime once in a while. I'm not talking about like a cell phone free life and no internet. I'm not talking about that. I couldn't survive that. I don't expect you to. But we need a day once in a while where we don't know what time it is at all times. Schedule a tech-free day for yourself. Think of the time you used to spend going places that maybe you're not going now. Maybe you filled all that space with virtual things, but at some point, you're going to feel overloaded with all of those virtual responsibilities, and you're going to forget to stop and take notice of what's around you. These days, a vacation might look like a day at home with a book in hand, a hearty stew in the crock pot, and the absence of electronic notifications. As more and more of our lives go virtual, let's not lose space for the tangible. We need those sensory experiences to stay in balance. Light candles in your home, play music, rearrange your bookshelves, play with your pet, decorate your mantle, start a new paper journal, bake cookies, clean your windows, make a sun catcher, paint an old table. Create more tangible sensory experiences to help balance out all the weight of the virtual time we're spending and all of the virtual responsibilities that we have, especially now as more of us are working online, we're helping our kids with school online. There are so many ways we're relying on the virtual world, and they're wonderful, but we need balance. These are the days of our lives, not to be cheesy and quote a soap opera, but we're not going to remember the time we spent browsing Facebook or watching Netflix or sending emails. In fact, I cannot imagine anyone gets to the end of their life and says, oh my gosh, I just really wish I would have spent more time on Facebook. I just really wish I would have watched more Netflix shows. We're never going to say that, but we will remember the picnic in the living room. The more senses that you're using, the more memorable the experience will be. I had this teacher in college, one of my psychology teachers, who talked about how when you're trying to study for a test, to use as many senses as possible to help you remember the information. So hear it through a lecture, write it, read it. She was like, you know, make it out of clay, draw it in salt, like whatever it is that you can do to engage your senses, it makes it easier to remember. She was absolutely right. I learned so much about how to remember information, but I'm telling you, this applies to just our memories of our lives as well. The more senses that we are using in our daily lives, the more memories we're creating. We don't use as many senses when we are in that rabbit hole of the virtual world. So balance that virtual with simple everyday things, everyday acts, things you used to do, but maybe you don't make time for anymore. I'm not talking about a drastic change. Nobody has energy for drastic change right now, right? I don't. Little changes, those are the things we can do. I'm just saying, if you have a choice between two things and one of them is tangible, choose that one as often as you can. Maybe you're not like me. Maybe you are already making space for that. But if not, if you have the choice between doing something virtually and doing it in real life, choose the real life option. The more that we do that, the more balance we're going to create in this virtual, digital, online heavy life that we're all living right now. Everyone needs a break from virtual reality, but especially creative people. We don't do our best work in a vacuum. And essentially, that's what the virtual realm can feel like. Yes, it's visually stimulating. There's tons of inspiration to be had, but that's rarely where the creative work actually happens, right? We get all the ideas, but then we spend all this time just churning around the ideas instead of actually applying them or implementing the ideas in our real life. I know so many people that have talked about Pinterest as they've pinned all these great ideas, but how many of them are they actually implementing? How many of them are they actually trying? We don't want to just be creative in our mental space. We want to be creative in real life. So yes, visual stimulation is awesome, but since the creative work isn't happening online, we need to remember it's a rabbit hole. When we dive into that rabbit hole for one thing, we often end up somewhere else entirely. So if I look for a recipe in my cookbooks rather than online, there is a much better chance that I am going to end up with a recipe instead of on Pinterest looking at ideas for arbors or getting riled up about something I saw on Facebook. maybe I'll end up online anyway because maybe I won't find what I'm looking for on my shelf, and that's okay. But I want this to be a reminder to us to keep using our physical resources, even if you could find it online. Keeping that balance when you can, when there's an option, there won't always be, that's okay. But keeping that balance will help you stay grounded at a time when all else is threatening to throw us into a tailspin. I don't know about you, but I need more of those meditative, mindful, slow, practical, real, tangible things. I think we are all better for it when we can make a little bit more room for that in our lives. Remember the value of small and simple things and how important they are for fostering creativity. Use your senses. Get your hands dirty. Challenge yourself to tech-free time now and then. Remember that once upon a time, we solved problems and found ideas somewhere other than cyberspace, believe it or not, and we still can. Until next time, remember, you've got this.